following program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on the air. And we are here live at the 880 AM studios in Miami, broadcasting to you in the world. Today, we're going to have the CCIM voice with Rafael Romero. He's a CCIM Associate VP at Continental Real Estate Companies here in South Florida. We're going to go over the retail market and why he thinks that the CCIM helps him in business. We're going to have the second segment, Craig Olapatch. He's the Vice President of Magnum Energy Solutions. And we're going to have Cindy Blumenfeld on from Engineer Tax Services. And we're going to talk about big data and saving money on green energy. And in the last part of the show, I'm going to give my update on what's going on with my wife and her donor. Today we got the green light, so it looks like we're heading to the finish line. And I'm going to talk about what's up at the MBA, the Mortgage Bankers Conference, and what's going on in the capital markets industry for real estate. We're going to go out real fast. We're going to come back with Rafi right after this. Take it away!
Mr. Worldwide to infinity, you know the roof on fire. We gon' boogie, oogie, oogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We gon' drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell them, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell them, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
All right, everybody, there you go. The show started now. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They are all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
On fire, he no lie. Well, y'all slipping, he's running the game. Now, big bang boogie, get that kitty little noogie in a nice night little shave. I gave Susie a little pat up on the booty, and she turned around and said, walk this way.
I was born in a plane. Mama said that every word was on my name. I'm the best you've ever had.
CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
You know, as we get older, we're at risk of developing cataracts. And with the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom Palmer Eye Institute and the new high-def lenses that they have there, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. Call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom Palmer's been ranked number one eye hospital in the country 12 years in a row by U.S. News and World Report. Visit BascomPalmer.org or call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we have got the CCIM voice. It's Rafael Romero. He's the CCIM Associate VP at Continental Real Estate Companies. He is leasing all kinds of great space all around South Florida in retail, and he's done institutional leasing as well down here. Rafi, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
All right, now we got the gerbil back up and running in the other room. Let's talk a little bit about why you joined CCIM.
Well, I mean, real estate is about people, you know, and it's about who you got around you. So CCIM is a group of folks that have been through similar training, and they know what they're doing. And it's an opportunity to network with some of the best in the business. So that's what it's about.
Okay. And, you know, what did you find? You went through some extra training with the CCIM. How's that help?
It helps a lot. You know, as a leasing guy, we don't get a whole lot of exposure to the capital markets and as far as what the analysis is in terms of buying and selling. We're kind of ground level guys. You know, so CCIM takes you to that top level so that you realize what it is that you're putting together. So it really steps it up a notch.
So if you've stepped it up a notch and you're working the retail market here in South Florida, I think that's the hottest sector for 2016. What are you seeing in the marketplace right now?
Well, the real estate market and the retail side is kind of on fire right now. There's just kind of no stopping it. You know, what I like to see in this market is exactly what's going on. We're not just filling space with whoever's there. Things are changing. Things are getting better. You know, the malls that are doing good are doing better. They're expanding. You know, we're not building more boring malls. You know, even World Center's out there changing that up, and they're doing more high street retail.
So that sounds really cool. What are some of the tenants that you're seeing entering the marketplace?
We got a ton of guys. You know, we got Trader Joe's. It's basically been on fire, lighting it up. They're just going nuts. A lot of the guys that are really doing well are restaurants. You know, given the way that life is progressing, people really enjoy going out to dinner and kind of detaching from the stress and everything. And the idea that you can just go downstairs and be in your neighborhood and go to a really cool restaurant without having to, you know, get in your car is a whole new thing, and it's really making these restaurants explode right now.
Well, what do you think some of the good places where you're seeing some of that concentration are? Where is a good place to move and live to benefit from all this retail growth you're talking about?
Well, you're seeing a lot of change in downtown. Obviously, Brickell is just unbelievable right now, but I mean, I think that there's areas that are not yet where they're going to be, you know, such as Flagler is getting completely redeveloped. If you go by the courthouse right now, the ground is pounding with construction. And it's going to be all the way from the courthouse all the way to Biscayne, and that's going to be completely redone. They're expanding the sidewalks. You know, Coral Gables is getting in on the action. They're redoing all of Miracle Mile. You know, they're just really improving the spaces that already work, and they're making them even better. So, I mean, in terms of where to go and where to be, it's kind of the same place as you've been. It's just going to be better. And I think that's a better strategy than let's build some new boxes and fill them with random people.
Oh, I think you're 100% right. Last year we did a study, a bunch of segments where we talked about where was the next Brickell, and it ends up that I think the next Brickell's Brickell. Sounds like you're agreeing. It's just going to evolve.
I agree. I mean, there's some areas that are in growth clearly, you know, such as like Wynwood and Design District, places like that. Little River, I think, is on kind of everybody's radar, you know. But in terms of who's going to be great, who's going to be amazing, it's the same guys that are great and amazing right now. It's going to be the Brickell, the Coral Gables. It's going to be the Kendall area is actually in tremendous expansion right now. You've got a lot of new restaurants and things opening up because the difference is you look at Kendall and you don't think density. But it is huge with density. The problem is that you got Brickell, and it's a small piece of dirt, and it just goes vertical. Kendall is a huge amount of dirt that's flat to the ground. There's more people in Kendall than there are in Brickell. And I think that that's going to be an area that you're not going to expect is going to get a lot of great retail moving forward.
Wow. So what are some of the more exciting lifestyle tenants that are coming to the market? Because it sounds to me like you're talking about lifestyle tenants, restaurants, and then other stuff. I guess stuff you can't get on the internet.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. When you look at who's closing stores, you got Macy's closing stores, you even got Walmart and Walgreens closing stores. But who's not closing stores is these restaurants. You know, the guys that are out there making something that's different. You know, you can't replicate a spinning gym. You can't replicate a yoga place. You can't replicate anything like that online. And I think that those guys are the guys that are going to weather the storm.
It sounds to me like you're talking about places that are focused around people, experiences, things that people can't get online. So it sounds like as the retailers expand, there's going to be some expansion of the job market too.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, there's this great thing. There's this great article that just came out in the CCIM magazine, and it's called The Urban Legends. And it basically talks about what a 24-hour city is. And a 24-hour city, we're not in that article, we're not among them in that list, but places like Chicago are, places like New York are, San Francisco. And the idea is kind of this place where you live, you work, and you play. And it's and we look at, we've traditionally looked at in Florida as individual projects like that. These guys are looking at the whole city that way. And when we start doing that, I think that we're really getting it right. You know, so a lot of the new customer trends, they want to go downstairs and they want to be able to get a great meal. They want to be able to work out and they want to be able to get on an Uber for 5 minutes and go to work and come back home and do it all over again the next day.
Wow. So, you know, I think that you and I agree that that the neighborhoods are going to become more vertically integrated. Everything's going to be in the neighborhood. And the missing piece right now is retail. So when you're out there and you're looking to help your tenants identify where to go in the market, what do you look at?
You look at everything. I mean, you look at where the people are. At the end of the day, retail follows rooftops. And that's the bottom line. You're not going to go into the Sahara Desert and find yourself the newest, latest, greatest concept. It's just not going to happen. So what we find is that the retailers that we do have in South Florida do great. You know, there's concepts that are not doing so great anywhere else. They're doing excellent here. Macy's is not closing a single one of our stores. And the bottom line is the best Macy's, I think, that in Florida is the Dadeland Macy's. And again, it's another example of Kendall. You know, even that mall, that entire main corridor between the Macy's and the Macy's, the two Macy's at Dadeland Mall, those are all top 10 stores. And it follows density. Because at the end of the day, it's not South Beach. It's not tourist-driven. It's people-driven.
Well, we've only got a couple of minutes left in this segment. I want to talk about the crazy numbers that people are paying on Lincoln Road and in Wynwood. What do you think about those stores?
Well, I mean, I think that the theme there is sustainability. You know, is our guys going to be able to pay those rents indefinitely? You know, and I don't know what that answer is. I wish that I could sit here and tell you, yeah, sure, everybody that goes in there is going to be able to sustain $300 a foot. But at the end of the day, the folks that are going on Lincoln Road are not only going there because they want to have a retail store. They're going in there because they want to have a billboard. And that billboard is going to cost you some money.
Well, I think it's some great locations. I'm seeing all kinds of redevelopment. You know, for instance, Lincoln Road used to have these historic buildings that are being torn down, completely rebuilt. I think that if somebody went to Lincoln Road 2 years ago, comes back in a year, they're just not going to recognize it.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you're talking about, there's got to be some sort of justification for you in 5 years to go from $150 a foot to $300 a foot. So if they're not adding value, there's no way that they can justify this kind of thing. You know, I think that there's a certain charm that's going away a little bit on Lincoln Road, but it's being replaced with something else. You know, whether or not that's going to work out for Lincoln Road, we don't know. But I do see that the love in terms of the quality retail is spreading out. It's spreading to downtown. It's spreading down south to Kendall. It's spreading up to Aventura. And I think that that's the way to be. You know, we can't just say Lincoln Road is going to be our mecca of shopping and that's it. You know, there's other players in the game today.
So if you were going to pick the hot place for 2 years from now, what do you think it's going to be?
It's going to be the urban core. I mean, you're really going to be looking at that downtown Brickell area and even expand it up into Wynwood, because the definition of downtown includes Wynwood and Design District. You know what I mean? And I think that the main area that we're going to be seeing growth, and it's really going to be insane in terms of growth, is going to be that downtown district, because Brickell is very high rent today, whereas you can get space in downtown between $40 and $50 a foot, which is a third of what those guys are looking for in Brickell. Now, when those prices catch up, you're talking about potentially 100% growth in the next couple years, depending on, obviously, what we're able to do as real estate guys putting things together.
Well, if somebody wants to put together a deal with you, Raphael, how do they find you? And what do you, what's your website, your email address, your phone number?
Well, we have it all. We've got www.crec.com. All of our contact information, direct links to all of our properties are there. I can be reached at 305-779-3173. That's my office line. You can reach me directly there. My email is romero@crec.com.
Hey, Rafi, thanks so much for coming in and being our CCAM voice. I hope you had a good time. Hope you're going to come back again soon. And if anybody needs retail, I think they know who to call.
I hope so. I'll be here anytime you need me.
All right. Raphael Romero, CCIM voice for this week from Continental Real Estate Companies. We'll be back after this. We're going to talk big data and green energy, so stick around. It should be pretty cool. All right, everybody. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. You even get a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Are you ready to join the future of real estate investing today? Well, if you are, the pros at Early Shares are ready to help you. If you're looking to find real estate deals that have been vetted by experts, Early Shares is what you have been looking for. You have web-based access to a number of real estate transactions. You can review them at your leisure. You can talk about them with your friends. You can decide to invest. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
Hey, sports fans, are you tired of spending all day looking for a bar showing your favorite team? Well, say no more. Outnicks is your one-stop source for games and bars near you. Make a free profile today and find every happy hour, live bands, and oncoming games and parties at your local bars. That's Outnicks, OUTNIX.com. One more time, OUTNIX.com. Outnicks, never miss a game again. Hashtag Outnicks Nation.
All right. Hey, we want to welcome a new sponsor to the show, Spectrum Mortgage. Hey, you know where to go when the traditional bank says no? Does your situation not allow you to qualify for a Fannie Mae loan? Do you have a story to tell? Is your loan scenario just not the standard box? I mean, you need to call my friends at Spectrum Mortgage. I've known Bob and Milvia over there for 10 years, and they're the ones to call. And besides the fact that they've been in business for even 15 years more than that. So for 25 years, they've been the pros at providing non-QM portfolio bank loans for jumbo borrowers. They represent only small community banks that will portfolio the loan, and they will make a loan that traditional lenders might not even consider. Spectrum is also one of the oldest private equity lenders in Florida. They provide bridge loans up to $10 million a deal, cash out or purchase deals. Properties anywhere in the state of Florida, they'll finance any type of commercial property. They'll finance a residential property that's being used in a business transaction. They'll even provide blanket loans on multiple parcels and make loans to non-U.S. citizens and provide limited construction funds. They'll issue an approval the same day and usually close within a week. I've seen Bob and Milvia perform. I know that these are the folks to call when your real estate financing challenge. Good? Hey, you can get more online. Go to SpectrumMortgage.com or give Bob a call at 305-444-3666.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz. Where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are going to talk big data and green energy. We've got, and I'm going to butcher it, I'm sure, Craig Opalach. Oh, Craig, please forgive me. And we've got Cindy Blumenfeld. Craig's from Magnum Energy Solutions. He's their national director of sales. He sells to universities, governments, and commercial energy management, hospitality, all of them. And then we got Cindy. She goes and does the study so people can get tax credits. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
Hi, Jim. Happy to be here. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for joining us. Craig, how bad did I do?
Not bad. I'll polish.
Okay.
That's close enough. It's not an easy one, Jim.
Oh, well, thank you for the high five and the easy road. Now, Craig, you know, tell me a little bit about Magnum and what Magnum's bringing to the table and how big data is impacted.
What we really are at our core, Jim, is a developer and manufacturer of wireless automation products. So initially when we got in this business many years ago and we started developing products, we didn't know a lot about big data, but we knew a lot about saving energy. And really the biggest value with Magnum is we're bringing wireless automation products to spaces and commercial spaces that are basically hardwired and have absolutely no energy management. And we afford the landowner or the developer the ability to bring in wireless automation controls at a real value. Getting into traditional spaces that would just be prohibitive without going wireless.
You know,
so that's at our core what we do. And then there's a software, software to it and infrastructure products. When you mentioned big data, that bring all these data points from all these nodes and end devices into a very coherent package that helps the operation of the building, the energy management of the building, and really the overall performance of a building when it comes to energy.
So I can be the person in charge of the facility, and I can walk in on a Monday and see what happened overnight or last week, compare it to like a month ago, put it all together, and perhaps you can even show me what I look like compared to my cohorts, my set that I'm like in other places.
That's absolutely right. So you know the performance of your building, and you compare it to buildings of similar type. In your region or even nationally or even globally. So you can compare it. But the core and the essence of really the big data and all these end devices that we manufacture bringing data and performance criteria of the building is really helping the owners understand not only the energy management of the building and the efficiency of the building and the performance of the building, but in fact, when we get so granular with these nodes, we know where people are in the building, who's in their offices. Do we really need that much office space? Is this segment of our business and sales, our employees are out, 200 days a year. So it even allows you, because really at the end of the day, Jim, it's a bottom line business for all of us. I mean, business owners are going to make those decisions and property owners based on some type of ROI. But we're going beyond the energy management, and we're really letting them know what's happening in their business in a very granular way where they can monitor and control multiple buildings and multiple sites over multiple states in a single platform. But that data that they're getting, I got confused early on with this big data stuff, and we're in that business. Now I understand it very clearly and how it helps the business owner or the property owners really understand the performance of their property and ultimately making it more efficient and driving additional value to the space.
You know, that sounds like it's an awesome value proposition. And I know that Cindy and her team over at ETS work real closely with you on a lot of this stuff. Now, Cindy, now Craig and his team have come in. They've installed a bunch of energy efficiency situations. They've worked and modernized the equipment with you guys. What can you guys do to help after this to maybe bring some more to the bottom line?
Absolutely. Now we come in and we help with certifying the projects and installations for various tax incentives. There's an energy tax incentive, E-Tax 179D, for from 60 cents to $1.80 per square foot for lighting HVAC and envelope. There are deductions for the old systems that are being discarded. There's repair and maintenance regulations that a lot of these costs and, you know, sometimes even labor involved and materials and supplies can be written off. So really bringing the client, you know, not only savings from the fantastic systems that companies like Magnum are installing, but then, you know, even more helping to pay for it with these various tax incentives and tax deductions and sometimes utility incentives and state incentives. So when you put all the puzzle pieces together, very powerful.
Now, Mike, I mean, not Mike, I'm sorry. Craig, I'm thinking about Mike because Mike works with Cindy. Craig, yeah, well, you know, I'm getting old. You know, we need a wireless monitor for my brain, I think. Now, Mike.
I'm with you.
Listen to me. I'm saying Mike again. Craig, now that you've got it laid out, you do this for hotel, government agencies, all kinds. And if you're doing it for the government, that means you're pretty secure too, right?
That's correct. There is a big security element because I think we all know about some of the breaches and some of the hacking that's gone on through retail. I don't even have to mention the large retailer that happened to. So because these systems are so robust and so important to, you know, retailers and government buildings, certainly there's an element of society that wants to hack into these for nefarious reasons. And we've done government buildings, and we've had to get cleared with our infrastructure products to make sure that the GSA and other agencies are okay with what we're doing. But you're right. I mean, security is a big deal, and we take it very seriously, whether it's in our core software, our infrastructure products, even our mobile applications. We issue encrypted keys. So we're not a browser-based system. I mean, again, we're robust. We're a commercial system. And being secure is really important to our customer base, for sure. Because even when you look at retail, Jim, and retail, and you look at hospitality, I mean, they don't want to take chances with people, you know, their customers' information being exposed. So it is important. We take it seriously, and it'll continue to be more important because as you're bringing in, like, our end devices into these ecosystems, well, in you know, it's going to be probably around you know, $12 to $14 billion worth of these nodes in the next 2 to 3 years, and in the next 10 to 15 years, you're going to have trillions of these nodes, all creating data, all creating very useful information, and the chances of attacks and breaches and coming in back doors through these systems is going to be greatly increase. So. Certainly, being aware of security and staying up with the absolutely the best security measures is important at Magnum.
Okay, Craig, we've got to go to a break, Craig and Cindy, but we're going to come back. Can you guys stick with us for a couple minutes and be with us back on the other side of the half hour?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay, so we're going to – okay, great. We're going to stick with it. We're going to talk more about big data and big energy right after this. We're going to be right back after – hey, ICS, he just liked you, Rafi. All right, we'll be right back with more Freedom Business. Take it away.
Trouble only if you feel like a room without a roof.
you're happy. Everybody, Rafi, are you happy?
Long.
Yeah, he's happy all day long. They cut his mic on there, but he's happy all day long. Hey, if you're happy, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out, excuse me. We'll start again. Now they've got it going in the other room. All right, keep that roll. Let's do that. There we go. All right, everybody, we're going to start again. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, personal assistant. You call for anything, anytime, for 4 years, red cap service. Hey, join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. I'm going to go back to dancing.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
All right, you know, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com today.
Real estate developers, owners, and operators, are you still raising capital for your deals from friends and family the old-fashioned way? Join the future of real estate finance with the pros at Early Shares. Early Shares provides dealmakers with all of the tools, resources, and guidance they need to raise capital online through real estate crowdfunding, making the financing process more transparent, efficient, and data-driven through technology. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
All right, everybody. Again, we're going to welcome Spectrum Mortgage, our new sponsor. Hey, where do you go when a traditional bank says no, when your situation will never allow you to qualify for a Fannie Mae loan? Hey, do you have a story to tell about your loan scenario? Your loan scenario just doesn't fit in the standard box. You got to call my friends, soon to be your friends, at Spectrum Mortgage. I've known Bob and Milvia for 10 years, and they've been in business for 25. You know, they represent only small community banks that'll portfolio your loan and the traditional lenders will never consider. Bob and Milvia, you know, they're the pros of providing non-QM portfolio bank loans for jumbo borrowers. Hey, and Spectrum is also one of the oldest private equity lenders in Florida. They provide bridge loans up to $10 million per deal, cash out or purchase deals, properties anywhere in the state of Florida. They're going to finance any type of commercial property. They'll finance any residential property that's being used in a business transaction, and they'll provide blanket loans on multiple parcels. In fact, they'll make loans to non-U.S. citizens, U.S. citizens, and occasionally they'll provide limited construction funds. They're going to issue your approval the same day. They'll close within a week. I've seen Bob and Milvia perform. When people are challenged, you call them. Hey, Bob Gutlon, Spectrum Mortgage, 305-444-3666, Spectrum Group at AOL.com. And for the Jets fans, I'll go slow on the numbers, 305-444-3666. Call them today.
880 The Biz, Time Saver Traffic.
This report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. The exit ramp on the turnpike southbound to 595 is still shut down because of an earlier overturned tractor trailer. Crews are still clearing the truck's contents out of the road, but there's heavier than usual delays because of it. Back to Sunrise. You can either exit at Sunrise or Griffin Road. And on the northbound side, rubbernecking delays take you all the way back to Hollywood Boulevard. And down in Dade, the 95 northbound express lanes are shut down from the Golden Glades all the way back to downtown because of an accident on 151st Street. That's your South Florida traffic.
You're listening to back-to-back enriching business programs only on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. They have pointed to me, which means my mic is live and I can speak to the audience again. And I'm going to do that. Hey, you know, everybody, UHealth, that's the University of Miami's health system. They bring us the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. And UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations, from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, they're in Plantation, Naples, all over the place. Hey, you know what sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for now a 12th year in a row. And, of course, it also houses the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series. It's online now at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on the different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things at UHealth. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know. It could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. Sugar and spine. I feel nice.
All right, when they say I feel nice like sugar and spice, it's time for the second half of the show. And we are back with Craig I'm throwing in the towel, Craig. Craig Opalich. I'm sorry, that's just me.
Yeah, that's just okay.
Me, you know, banging my head against the wall. And we've got Cindy Blumenfeld. She's with Engineer Tax Services. Cindy and Craig, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
All right. Now, we were talking about big data, and we were talking about ETS, Engineer Tax Services. Cindy, now that somebody's gone in and they've reconfigured their switches and all of their fundamental stuff inside their building, what is it that you do?
We come in and we actually certify the building for several tax incentives, tax deductions, tax credits for these energy efficient systems that are being installed.
And so then when you do that, then that brings real money to the bottom line, which I guess increases cash flow, and then they need to bring the deal over to me to finance or to sell. Wow. Sounds like you're making money for everybody, Cindy.
It's a win-win for sure.
Oh, man. You know, it's very rare to have a real win-win. You know, it's something you hear about in the sales books and everything, but a real win-win rarely happens. But, Craig, you guys do that all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mentioned earlier that so much of what we do, and it really correlates and interfaces with engineering tax services as well, is really making the building efficiency. So lighting upgrades and retrofits and controls, different HVAC products that we can bring in and control the loads on HVAC and the energy consumed by, you know, air conditioning. And then all the sensors that we bring in to really bring in a whole ecosystem into a building to make it as efficient as possible. And so it's really a good pairing with engineering tax services between what our two companies do. And a lot of what we do is we're thinking about commercial buildings and office buildings, which is great, and we do a lot of that. But there's a lot of unique sensors that we manufacture that help in, for example, retail, in food safety. If we can measure the temperatures in a food service line at a fast food restaurant, in the same ecosystem that we're controlling their lights and helping with their HVAC, and getting alerts and alarms when temperatures get out of range. I mean, we hear probably, monthly about food safety and the problems in certain restaurants recently have had. But had we had that line set up with temperature sensors and alerts and alarms, even in the refrigeration equipment, from a maintenance perspective, if we can get those alerts, alarms, that's a really good use of data that are coming, and that data is being produced by our sensors and our actuators and our thermostats and our temperature sensors. So, yeah, it's great for energy management. And Cindy's at Engineering Tech Services, I mean, they can really go get and help finance these projects. But there is a lot of ancillary effects by understanding what our end devices are doing and producing to make your company operationally more effective. And in a lot of cases, can save you a lot of long-term liability as well.
You know, Craig, you're talking about a whole lot of devices, a whole lot of machines. Do they come with a whole lot of wires?
No, they don't call it a whole lot of wires. There's certainly some of our devices that are wired, but all of them communicate wirelessly back into a building automation system. So certainly Magnum has its own software, and I think in our target market for our software and our infrastructure is probably about 50,000 square foot or less. But a lot of buildings, a lot of large commercial buildings, when you look at colleges and universities and large office complexes, already have big automation systems controlling their chillers and their boilers in the north and a lot of the heavy mechanical. Where a lot of the big automation companies fall down is their ability to get very granular with the control, like lighting control and getting thermostats and looking at temperature sensors throughout a space and all the other nodes that we can bring in and really give them big data to help with the performance of the building and optimize the performance of the building. So we really have the advantage of bringing in wireless devices to control energy and get data out and understanding performance very cost effectively because we don't have to run wires.
You know, so it sounds to me then it's a great retrofit because a lot of these universities especially are kind of older, so they've got perhaps infrastructure that needs a little help but may not be able to really handle a lot of these wires. So it sounds to me like you're really good shape for
you're
that.
You're right, Jim. It's just too expensive to run wires, and you don't need to anymore. And the fact is that a lot of the big automation companies, and I think we all know them, the Honeywells and the Johnsons and the Siemens, have always had very robust wired systems. And now even those big companies are looking at wireless automation very carefully. In fact, I would say that many of them are behind the eight ball because they haven't looked fast enough to bring in, you know, more value for their customer base using wireless automation solutions.
We've only got a couple of minutes left, and I want to give Cindy one more shot here, and then, Craig, maybe you can finish up for us. Cindy, if people want to get more information about ETS and help bring money to the bottom line, I guess I got to say it this way, out of their tax bill, how do they find you? And by the way, I don't think we mentioned how you guys are a combination of both engineers and CPAs, which is kind of unusual out there. Cindy, how do they find you?
Yeah, it's a very unique niche of combined talents in our office. We have CPAs and tax attorneys on staff, but we don't file clients' tax returns. We actually work very closely with commercial property owners and their own tax advisors doing these specialty studies. You know, it takes a team. It takes a village, like they say. So our website, very easy, is engineeredtaxservices.com. And please tell them that you heard Cindy on the radio with Jim and ask for me. And or you could actually call me direct at 954-439-1671.
Let me tell you, they should call you direct, Cindy, because you're terrific. You follow up your awesome partner with Magnum there, getting it done. Now, Craig, back to you for we got like a couple seconds left. Got to wrap up. How do they get you at Magnum Energy Solutions?
My name's Craig Opowich, and I manage our sales and marketing department. Our phone is 330-656-9365, and our website is www.magnumenergysolutions.com. And please feel free to give me a call, and we can discuss our technology and how it would fit into your given property type.
What a great segment. Thanks, everybody, for coming on and talking about big data, going green, saving money, saving money. I could say it twice. They save a lot of money. We'll be back after this. I'm going to talk about what happened at the mortgage bankers meeting up in Orlando, what's going on in the capital markets. I'm going to give a special update on what's going on with Vivian's transplant and her beautiful person in her life that's her donor. Back after this. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, everybody, don't forget to go to lawrencekids.org because child sexual abuse, 95% of it can be prevented by education. You can learn what to look for. Go to lawrencekids.org today.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and I want to give an update first on Vivian, my beautiful wife, and her our search for a kidney transplant and a living donor, and we found one. Today we got the news that we got green-lighted to get the transplant from the donor. The donor is a match. She is compatible with my wife, and I got to tell you, her and her beautiful family, my wife and I are so pleased to have this beautiful people in our life, and I must tell you, it's a wonderful thing to be involved with. You don't meet people like this every day, somebody that's willing to go the extra mile to help somebody that they don't know. It's absolutely amazing. It's a miracle. It's a blessing. And the people that are involved on the donor side are just some of the most wonderful people you ever want to meet. They're teaching me new things about myself every day, and I'm really looking forward to having them in my life forever. Now, a couple of things about the Mortgage Bankers Association meeting that just transpired earlier this week. The MBA, what's the big news from the MBA? The MBA says that there are continuing contractions going on in the CMBS world. Why? Because with the final regulations coming from the government response to the financial meltdown back a few years ago, the BP buyers, I'm getting technical here, are going to have to retain a 5% interest in the loans they originate. That means they're going to have more capital, more skin in the game. It's going to increase their risk. It's going to increase the cost of what you're going to pay for your mortgage probably by 0.5%. So if you need a mortgage, you better go get it now because the guy that you call on may not be there at the end of the year. The rate that you want certainly won't be at the end of the year. So get on the stick now if you want to get your loan done. So now I want to thank our new sponsors. How much time do I have left? Oh, my gosh, I've got forever. But I want to talk about our new sponsors here. I want to talk about Spectrum Mortgage. Spectrum Mortgage is a very, very long-term household name here in Miami. And as more and more people buy for all cash when they close, they may need a jumbo mortgage. Bob and Milvia, they know how to get it done. They're terrific. They've been friends of mine for a long time, done great work for a lot of my friends and a lot of people I know. Stick with us. We'll have more about Spectrum Mortgage, their hard money lending on homes and commercial throughout the state of Florida and how they do it. Maybe I could even get Bob out of his office and over here on the show once. I keep trying, but he won't probably do it. Maybe I can get Milvia. She's the best. Now I want to talk about our other new sponsor, the Related Group. High five to the Related Group for the way they're changing the face of South Florida in today's market and down the road. The Related Group is building brand new neighborhoods. Paraiso, just south of where I live in Edgewater, they're doing some great things in Fort Lauderdale, downtown Miami, Midtown. What they're doing in Coconut Grove is just beyond belief. They're changing the face of some of our most important neighborhoods and making big statements. We're going to talk to their experts throughout the next few weeks, and we're going to get their insights into the projects that the Related Group is doing. The Paraiso Village is the first place that we're going to talk about. We're going to do that in a couple of weeks, so stay tuned. Stick with us. We've got some really super stuff coming up from the Related Group, and now I am going to go through the thank yous. And who am I going to start the thank yous with on the show? I'm going to start the thank yous with that beautiful donor, the person that's coming through, that absolute diamond of a person that is going to donate her kidney to my wife. My wife will rise like the phoenix. I can't wait. She's the most beautiful thing in the entire world. I want to thank the CCIMs, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, the Related Group, and Spectrum Mortgage, U Health, Warren Henry, Magnum Energy Solutions, and Engineer Tax Services. I want to thank Early Shares. I want to thank Kind Snacks. The NFL Alumni. I've got a whole bunch of sponsors. This is just awesome. The NFL Alumni, Caring for Kids, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Don't forget to join me at the Bergstrom Conference. It's going to be at the end of the month. I'm getting the notes together right here, right now. It's going to be Thursday, February 25th and Friday, February 26th at the Hyatt Regency in Orlando. For more information, go to the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies webpage or call Nikki Wagner at 352-273-0312. I'll go real slow for the Jets fans. 352-273-0312 gets you to probably the best networking and information event that's going to happen in the state. It's over by the University of Florida. It's going to be in Orlando. It's going to be awesome. I'll be there. We're going to do a live show from there. So, also our other sponsors, thanking the Miami Marlins, the CCIM, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, Kind Snacks, Espresso Marketing, Social Media 305, and Lauren's Kids. And, of course, how do we end the show every week? We end it by thanking the most important people involved in the show. That's you, our audience. So go to our Facebook page, like our page, like the show. Tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback, comments, and tell us who you want to hear from. You can follow me on Twitter, at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business. Don't forget, Twitter is how I found the living donor. So I got some good power on Twitter. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Website, it's getting more and more hits every day. My gosh, I'm so proud. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our webpage, www.freedombusiness.com, as soon as I can get up there. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next Thursday at 6 on 880 AM. Why? Because I just love doing this. Now, remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now, go out there and make it happen. We're out of here. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask of a lone ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.